900 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And at 7:20, we're pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kels. John, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm great on this Valentine's Day.
Well, let's get polar, John. Polar plunge is coming up on Saturday, and I'll tell you what, the weather looks to be almost polar perfect for you.
Yeah, it is. It'll be a little warmer for the actual plunge, and the strut weather is, I would say, probably that time of morning is above average for this time of year. So, and we'd really like to get strutters signed up. I know, speaking with some of the runners, they're holding off to see what the weather looks like. Hey, the weather looks pretty good. Let's get signed up for that pre-register.
Yeah, with temperatures going to be in the low 20s here overnight Friday into Saturday, the way things are currently setting up. So you're looking at probably temperatures in the 30s by runtime, and then they're looking at temperatures in the 40s the way it appears by the plunge itself.
Yeah, that sounds good. And since it's Valentine's Day, let's think of something from the heart for all the Special Olympic athletes and get signed up for this event.
All right. Well, you mentioned about getting signed up. John, how can people do that?
Hey, they can go to plungekansas.org, pick Emporia, and register for either both or the strut only. And registration does begin at 9 o'clock at the Senior Center. Even if you're pre-registered, we need you to stop by there and pick up all the things that you need for both the plunge and the strut.
So what's let's talk a little bit too here, John, about some of those other activities that are going to be surrounding the entire atmosphere, because the Senior Center has been busy in years past, and I'm assuming that the Senior Center is going to be another kind of secondary hub for activities here coming up on Saturday.
It really is, Chuck, and that's very important as well. From 8 to 10, they're serving breakfast, and I think that's biscuits and gravy, and some other sides as well for $7. And a silent auction is going on, too. And nice thing about that part of the fundraising is that's a 50-50 split between the local Special Olympic teams and the Senior Center, which is always in need of funds as well. And then also they'll be serving a lunch, which is put on by Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, a fried taco lunch and several sides with it. It's also $7. And again, that's a 50-50 split between the Senior Center and the Special Olympic teams, and then obviously the cost from HOT for that.
John, let's talk about Pluck a Duck. How does that work?
Okay, so that's you can buy a duck for $5 or six quack for $20, and if your duck is chosen, then it's a 50-50 split in the overall pot. And I know Dr. Hicks has already donated significantly to that, so he's got a number of those numbers already, and we appreciate that. That's something that he donates to every year.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about schedule here. We mentioned the plunge. I should say we mentioned the strut. The plunge is going to be really, starting up around 11:30, I think, Saturday morning or thereabouts, right?
Right. The plunge actually starts 11:30, but we have costume judging at 11:15. And prior to that, the strut starts at 10 a.m. And that's the first one in the Super Series. So get that first one out of the way.
All right. Yeah, get signed up. And so when do you pluck the duck then?
We'll do that at about noon. Depends on. We've got between the strut and the plunge, we've got over 100 registrants already. Like to see that grow a little bit. There are some plungers that are also strutting, so they're going to get a little hot and sweaty and then jump in the cold water, even though it's not as cold as some years when we have to chip through the ice.
You're talking with John Kelsch about the Special Olympics Polar Plunge this coming Saturday at Mouse Lake. That's just off Topeka Street off of East 12th in East Emporia. And John alluded to Special Olympics, and John, it's very important to get these funds raised for a very good cause.
Yeah, it is. This is the largest fundraiser that we have all year for Special Olympics, and that helps set us up for all the events that mainly occur in the first part of the year, or a lot of the events occur in the first part of the year, which qualifies our local athletes for the state games, which comes up in June.
And for folks that have never been, John, this is really it's a celebratory atmosphere from the plunge all the way through the morning activities, through the plunge itself, and even afterward. There's a lot of celebrating taking place.
Yeah, it really is. People really enjoy this. It is different, and looks like a sunshiny day, a warm day for February. So I think it'll be a great time. There'll be some free hot chocolate and coffee available, thanks to Starbucks, and I think the Flint Hills Technical College is providing the hot chocolate. So there'll be some beverages out there. I know last year and the year before, we actually ran out of juice because it was extremely hot. Nobody really wanted hot beverages.
Well, we invite everyone to get your cool on and benefit Special Olympics, the 2018 Polar Plunge, coming up this Saturday, Emporia's Mouse Lake. John, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate everything KVUE and you guys do for Special Olympics throughout the year.
See you on Saturday.
See ya.
John Kellis, Lyon County Undersheriff, very involved in raising money for Special Olympics. Polar plunging, Chuck, this Saturday.
There you have it, and we'll have coverage Saturday from Mouse Lake, as we have for the last decade plus here on KVUE.